Welcome, everybody. This is Sonia Ricotti, and this is Manifesting Money Masterclass, module number one. Well, this is an introductory module for you. Please don't pass up on this one because this is a really important one that will help you really manage any stress or manage any kind of negative energy you might be projecting right now as you're trying to achieve financial freedom. I know that many of you have financial problems or having difficulty paying bills or are in debt. And so this module is really important for you so you can get started right now to manifest, to begin manifesting money into your life. And it has a lot to do with vibration. So this is kind of the first step just to get you to, you know, start that manifestation process. Now, you know, I'm really excited and happy that you are here now, because I can assure you that you are in the top percentile of the planet when it comes to achieving financial abundance. Most people complain about not having money. Most people complain about debt. Most people complain about their jobs. Most people complain about their lives and all that wonderful negative stuff. And you chose to actually take action, do action and do something about it. So I'm excited for you that you're here. Make this commitment to actually finish the entire program. It's not that long, but it will have a huge impact on your life and a huge impact on your finances and your future financial wealth. So please, please make this commitment. So it's your time now. This is it. You have arrived. It is your time to achieve financial abundance. And when I say financial abundance, I'm talking serious abundance. I'm talking about making that first million. Now, I know some of you may have already made millions, I'm not sure, and want to just make more millions, which is great. But some of you, just the thought of making a million seems like the most outlandish idea on the planet, and that it's just not possible. And we are going to begin with that. We're going to have to stop that thinking because it is possible. There are people that have done it, including myself. And there are a lot of people just like you who have done it. And all you need to learn is exactly what did they do. And that is what this is all about, is helping you get on the right track, on that path to achieve great financial wealth. Now, when I say I have achieved great financial wealth, most of you already know this, but I used to be in deep debt. I'm talking $124,000. I'm talking about every credit card maxed out. I'm talking about every credit line maxed out. I'm talking about cashing in my 401k at $32,000 in 401k, which is we call them RSPs in Canada. I cashed all those out. I borrowed money. I mean, I was $124,000 in debt. And I just remember I had no idea how I was going to turn it around. And right now, when you see these words that say first million, you're probably thinking, I have no idea how that's even possible. It doesn't matter if you know the how. You don't need to know the how yet. Yet. You just need to know the what. And the what is, I want to make my first million. The what is, I want to achieve financial freedom. Whatever that looks like for you. It could be six figures. It could be half a million. Whatever it is. But I'm just saying, you can achieve a million. If I can do it, you can do it. I'm not any different than you. I actually grew up my parents were very poor. My parents came from Italy. They were immigrants. They moved to Canada without a penny. They were definitely working class, up until now since they retired. We didn't have much growing up. We did have a lot of love, which was great. And they did do everything possible to give the shirt off their backs to their kids, my brother and I. But overall, there was a lot of scarcity. And, you know, I've had the ups and downs financially. And finally, I figured out the true formula to achieving financial success. And I'm holding on to that forever, because I can assure you, I know the difference between living a life of being poor and broke and living the life of financial freedom. And I can assure you that it's way more fun, way more exciting, and way more peaceful to live a life of financial freedom. And we're going to be talking about limiting beliefs and getting rid of those and, you know, in future modules. But I just wanted to congratulate you for being here. And get ready, because it's your time to finally achieve that phenomenal financial abundance. The bottom line is, if I did it, so can you. Period. Period. I'm not any different than you are. You might have different life circumstances, different parents, different country maybe. It doesn't matter. But we're all made the same. And people, you know, it's interesting. If you take a group of people who are broke and you take a whole group of people who are millionaires and you try to figure out what goes through their minds, each of their minds, and you'll notice that the broke people have very similar mindsets and the millionaires have very similar mindsets. So if you're broke or you're in deep financial debt or you're having difficulty and really struggling financially, definitely begin thinking like a millionaire, acting like a millionaire, doing what millionaires do and think and take action and all that kind of stuff, which we will be talking about. So that's it. That's all you have to do. Do exactly what successful people do and you'll be successful, which is what I always say. Not just do what successful people do. I say do exactly what successful people do. And so the bottom line is, yes, you can. You can achieve it. And not only can you achieve it, you will achieve it because you're here. One more time. Yes, you can. Okay, so what are the consequences of experiencing financial struggles? There are many of them. And I think it's important to recognize that and how that can have a deep impact on your life just in general. And the first thing is, it's a dream crusher. You know, when you don't have money, when you are in debt, when you always have to tighten the belt, when you always can't, quote unquote, can't afford something, which if you are saying those words, you need to stop that. Because that's negative talk. it's a dream crusher, and you really live a restrictive life when you are suffering financially. Now, it makes you focus solely on your own survival rather than going out there and making a difference in others' lives. It's really interesting. When you're in debt or you're having difficulty paying your bills and just difficulty just bringing money in, who are you thinking about? You're thinking about you. You're very self-centered, self-focused, because you're in survival mode. And I know that for many of you, that doesn't feel good, because many of you are very heart-centered and many of you want to go out there and make a difference on the planet. It's just a little hard to do that when you need to survive on yourself and try to pay the bills and pay the rent and buy food and all those kinds of things. So, you know, those are negative things, and they are consequences of when you have financial difficulty. So anyone who says, you know, having money is not important is wrong, you know, because the bottom line is, I mean, it's just a belief. It's not right or wrong, really, when you think about it. It just is not the best way to live your life. Because if you're saying money is not important, that's what you're telling the universe and God. And of course, your wish is my command is what they're going to say, and you're not going to have any money. And then you're in a constant state of struggle. And, you know, it just doesn't feel good. It's stressful. And of course, it's mentally draining to constantly have to worry about or think about or trying to figure out how you're going to pay your next bill, how you're going to pay the rent and all that. And of course, in the end, what happens is that you're generating negative energy. That's the bottom line. And you don't want to do that, obviously. For those of you that are familiar with the law of attraction, you know this already. But the bottom line is, the law of attraction states, like attracts like, that everything is made out of energy. Everything. And when I say everything, I mean the computer you're on right now. It could be the, your hair, your clothes, your thoughts, your table, your chairs, pens, papers, everything is made out of energy. And scientists have found that like energy attracts like energy. If you were to look into a very powerful microscope, you would see that. And so if you're generating negative energy, you're going to attract the same back to you. And you don't want that. If you're generating negative energy, you're going to attract negative things, people, and situations into your life, and you definitely don't want that. And that's why it's important to get out of any financial struggles that you're in right now. If you want to turn your life around in a big way, you know, a great way to begin is turning your finances around. So what are the consequences of experiencing financial freedom? Well, the first thing is, you believe in yourself, and your self-confidence is super high. If you have financial freedom, you're on top of the world. you're able to dream bigger dreams. Why? Because you can actually act on those dreams and make them happen. If you want to go out and you want to go to Italy, for instance, you can. If you want to go take a one-week spa retreat where you're going to meditate and connect to Source in Sedona, in a phenomenal energy vortex, which I love to do, you can, right? So you're able to dream bigger dreams. You experience what true freedom feels like. You know, freedom. And when I say freedom, I'm talking about freedom of not having to worry about bills or not having to worry about, you know, paying the rent or not having to worry about buying the clothes that you want, whether it's for your kids. Imagine having the freedom that when your kids say, you know, I want to buy those rollerblades, you can. Or if they say, I want to go to Disney World, you can. It's not, oh, well, we don't have money, maybe next year, all that kind of stuff. You can when you have financial freedom. Can you imagine what freedom, just that, what that feels like? And also you can do more for others. You know, when you have financial freedom, you know, when you're heart-centered, you're always heart-centered. So you could be broke and not heart-centered, and then you'll be rich, and then you won't be heart-centered. And, you know, it's really all about you and you buying, you know, material things. And that's fine if that is you. But if you're heart-centered and you truly want to help people out there, and I know a lot of you listening right now do, when you have financial freedom, you could do more of that and in a much bigger way. And you can follow your passions in a super big way, not worrying about money. And so you could do more for others, more for your family, for your community, and make a difference at a much bigger level. And that equals positive energy. And that's what you want to do, is generate positive energy. Because when you're generating positive energy, that has a positive impact on all areas of your life. And so it's interesting how if you're having financial problems, all of a sudden all other areas start falling apart too in your life. Your marriage, maybe you're cranky at work, maybe your kids are acting up because maybe that's the energy you're projecting where, you know, it's not positive energy and that's affecting them. Just remember that negative energy is very, very toxic and it's very contagious. So if you're generating that, that will affect the people around you. Could be your coworkers, could be your family, could be your kids. And so you're lowering their vibration level too. So it's important to get that energy level up so you could generate great things. So you're projecting great things out there so you could attract great people, things, and situations into your life. And so this is what I want to talk to you about right now. You know, it's interesting how this is very common amongst all of us where, you know, we have goals and they could be a million things. And a lot of people who do life coaching, they'll say, okay, you know, put down your bucket list and what do you want to achieve and how much money do you want to make this year? And, you know, what do you want to buy? And, you know, what is it that you, what will make you happy? And then, you know, you'll write out your list. Well, I'll be happy when I make $100,000 a year. I'll be happy when I buy my new home. I'll be happy when I meet my soulmate. I'll be happy when, and so you write this long list of all the things you want to achieve. And the sad part is you're miserable, not you personally, but lots of people out there are miserable right now because they don't have those things right now. And so their happiness is really focused on the future, but they're not happy today. And what's really important to recognize is this. It's that you can actually, you need to be happy today in order to be able to attract great things into your life in the future. So if you have all these great goals to that you want to achieve and you're going down this path, just understand that that path, that journey is really your journey of life. That path is your life. And if you're saying I'll be happy only when you achieve these things, then you're living miserably right now. And right now is all we have. So right now, let's, for instance, if you're saying I'll be happy when, you know, I achieve all my goals, I'll be happy when I get a better job and make more money. I'll be happy when I start my own business. I'll be happy when I get married or meet my soulmate. I'll be happy when I'm out of debt. That's a big one. I'll be happy when I lose weight. I'll be happy when I don't have to worry about money anymore. So basically, I'll be happy when I have financial freedom. And the truth is this, you can actually experience true abundance right now. And actually, I'm insisting that you begin experiencing true abundance right now, because that will be a fast track to financial wealth for the future. So, you know, it's true. You can experience true abundance right now. And what is true abundance? That's the big question. What is true abundance? And really, the answer to that is true abundance is living in the now. That is really where true abundance resides, because often we're living in the past or we're living in the future. For instance, I'll be happy when I have a new job. I'll be happy when I leave this job. I'll be happy when I'm out of debt. That is saying that I will be happy in the future. So you're not living in the present at all. And that's also saying that you're not happy today, because I'll only be happy in the future. And then often, you know, we focus on the past as well. And so we're constantly living in either the past or the future and not actually understanding or realizing that all we have is right now. You know, the past doesn't exist and the future doesn't exist. And I know a lot of you are saying, what is she talking about? But the past only exists in your mind. You can't touch the past. It's gone. It does not exist, but yet we're living in the past as if it's still happening. So if things happened, if you lost your job, which caused you to have financial difficulty, all those things, you're still living in the past, which is ridiculous because it's all in your mind. And then sometimes we focus a lot on the future. Well, I'll be happy when I'm out of debt. Well, that's kind of ridiculous too, because again, you're living in your head because the future doesn't even exist. The only thing exists right now is this present moment, right now as you're doing this course, right now as you're listening to me right now. And in reality, this is your life. You don't have any problems right now as you're listening to this presentation. You don't have any problems. Problems occur in the past and in the future. The only time you have problems in the present moment is if something's actually happening in the present moment. So if someone's beating you up or something, then you've got a problem in the present moment. But generally speaking, in the present, we're happy. There are no problems. But we're feeling unhappy because we're focusing on the past or on the future. If you're in debt, you're worried about the future. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay my rent? And, you know, all those kind of things. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you shouldn't plan for the future. Definitely. But also respect the present. Because the present is where true abundance and happiness is. It's difficult to be unhappy in the present. It's very difficult, if not impossible. If you are present in the present and not thinking about the past or worrying about the future, you will be happy. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. In fact, Eckhart Tolle said it beautifully when he said, "Suffering needs time. It cannot survive in the now." And when he says suffering needs time, he means time of the past or time of the future, not present time. So suffering occurs when you're thinking about the past and what has happened, or you're worrying about the future of what is or isn't going to happen. But it's certainly not suffering if you're focused on the now. And I know some of you are thinking, yeah, but right now I have a lot of debt. No, right now you have no problems. Right now you're just listening to me speaking. You're listening to this course. You have no problems right now. You could think about the problems that you have, you know, what's going to happen in the future, what am I going to do? But really, if you're $10,000 in debt or $20,000 in debt, that's not even a problem as far as I'm concerned, because you can turn that around really quickly. And I'm going to show you how. But in reality, if you are truly present in the present, you cannot be unhappy. Wait, there's two negatives there. You will be happy if you're present in the present. How's that? And so basically, it's important to understand that happiness is in the now. And when you're happy, you are generating positive energy. And if you're trying to get out of any difficult situation, you want to elevate your vibration and your energetic frequency. So just keep in mind, for me, when I was going through my difficult times, I was always, always bringing myself back to the present. Anytime I was not feeling good about something or worried or stressed out, it was always because I was worrying about what could possibly happen in the future. So, oh my God, how am I going to pay off this debt? What am I going to do? Where am I going to live? All those things. And in order to get myself out of it and shift my vibration, I would immediately say to myself, wait a second, right now, as you're driving your car, going to the grocery store, wherever I was, what problems do you have right now? Actually, I don't have any problems right now. So can you just let it go for now? Just let it go for now. You don't have to figure out the world's problems right this moment as you're driving to the grocery store. Just be present in the present. And it just releases all that negative energy and it makes you feel a lot better. And so the bottom line is your life is now. It's not yesterday and it's not even tomorrow. And the reason I'm saying it's not tomorrow, because let's face it, when the future finally arrives, what is it? It's the present. There's nothing but the present. That's all it is. We could think about the future. We could think about the past, but our life is right now. And so it's important to recognize that there really is no other time but the present. And so basically suffering, unhappiness, stress, and worry are the result of living in the past or living in the future. Think about it. Suffering, unhappiness, stress, and worry are the result of living in the past or living in the future. They're not because you're living in the present moment. So the question I have for you is this. Okay, so now we're shifting gears a little. And the only reason I'm mentioning this to you is even though you may be having financial problems right now or you're having difficulty manifesting the money that you want, and that might be consuming you mentally, just recognize that your life is right now. And if you can shift your energetic frequency and vibration so that way you can be at a place of peace and happiness in the present right now, as you have no problems at this very moment, and be able to shift it. That doesn't mean you're not going to manifest money. You're still going to manifest. You're going to plan for the future. But anytime you're feeling that negative feeling, bring yourself back to the present and tell yourself, ask yourself, what problems do I have right this second? You know what? I'm going to give myself a break from all that worrying. And I'm just going to take it easy and just enjoy the moment. You might be walking in a park. You might be shopping in a grocery store. You might be at work and you just let it all go. And so now I have a question for you. So we're switching gears here. Why do you want more money? Why do you want more money? I know that sounds crazy and you're probably going, what kind of question is that? But I want you to ask yourself, I want you to grab a pad and paper right now and I want you to write this down. Why I want more money is... Or I want more money because, and then write it out. I want you to do that right now because I know it's going to flow at the top of your head, at the top of your mind. I want more money because, and then write it out. I want more money because. What comes up for you right now? Now, I know that a lot of people, when I ask them that question, I've been doing this for a while now, and most people say, you know, I want more money because I want to pay my bills. I want more money because I want to reduce stress of paying bills. And I want more money because I want freedom, or I want to make more money so I could live debt-free. I want to make more money so I can travel the world. I want to make more money so I can make a difference. I want to make more money so I can enjoy life more. And all these things come up, and some of those might have been yours. There's a long list of things of why you want more money. And so hopefully you wrote down a few points, and you can even pause it right now if you want. Pause the video and just write out, why do you want more money? It's important to do this work because you need to get really great clarity in order to shift things to manifest money. Excuse me. So basically now, the next question is, what is the emotion behind your reason for wanting more money? This is a different question. You just wrote the answer to why you want more money. I want more money because I want to get out of debt. I want to have financial freedom. I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, whenever I want. I want to be able to get my kids, you know, pay my kids school or pay for their university. I want to be able to travel. I want to have enough money for retirement, whatever the reason is. But now I'm asking you, what is the emotion behind your reason for wanting more money? What is the state that happens when you have achieved those things that you want. So if you're debt-free, and that's what you put is, you know, I want more money so I could be debt-free. Well, imagine yourself being debt-free. And what's that emotion that you feel? What state are you in when you are debt-free? Or what is the state that you're in when you can buy anything you want whenever you want? What is the state or emotion that's behind being able to do great things for other people, whether it's your family, your community, around the world? What is that emotion if that's one of the reasons why you want more money? If, you know, just think about whatever it is that you wrote down. What is the emotion behind your reason for wanting more money? You can pause this right now and really think about it. What is the emotion behind your reason for wanting more money? This is very important. Well, the bottom line is this. Having done this before with many people, usually the answers I get are, I want to experience, the emotion I would feel, you know, behind the emotion I feel when I think about having achieved those things as I experience inner peace, joy, freedom, bliss, security, confidence, love, excitement, passion. You know, like they're all things that are actual states. They are states and emotions behind why you want this money. So if you're saying, I want money, more money because I want to be debt free, and to be debt free, what that's going to bring you is inner peace, for instance, or to bring you more money, that's going to bring you more joy, or, you know, by bringing, you know, making more money, it will bring you more freedom. Think about it. Most people want more money in the end because they want happiness, they want peace, and they want freedom. And that's why this exercise is so important, because often we forget that. We forget the fact that the reason we want money, you know, we usually focus on the physical things we want money for. And, you know, it could be I want a new home, I want a new car, I want to travel, I want to have all my bills paid, I want to be out of debt. And then I say, okay, and when that happens, you know, how do you feel? What's the emotion behind that? And they'll always say, well, I'll be happy. I will be peaceful. I will have this sense of freedom. And what's phenomenal and crazy about it all is that you can be happy, you can be peaceful, and you can experience freedom without having any money. That's the joke. Think about it. You can be happy, you can be peaceful, and you can experience freedom even if you don't have any money. You can have tons of debt. You can be happy, you could be peaceful, and you can experience freedom. You can. And so if the real reason why you want money is because you want to be happy, you want to be peaceful, and you want to experience freedom, just recognize that you can have that now even without having any money. And you know what? I recommend you have that now, right now, even if you're not where you want to be financially, because those are really high vibration states. And that will accelerate the manifestation process. But isn't it funny how that is what we're chasing? But in reality, we can have all that anyway, even without money. And so it's really, really important to know that if you do have money or if you don't have money right now, you can still be happy right now. You can still be peaceful right now. And you can still experience freedom right now. You can. Because remember, when you are in the present and not living in the future or living in the past, that's where true happiness, peacefulness, and freedom reside, is living in the present and reminding yourself that life is short. This is the journey. This too shall pass, whatever it is that you're going through right now. And not only is it going to pass, it's going to be so phenomenal. I wish you had a crystal ball like I wish I had way back when, so you can see what your life is going to be in the future. Now, you don't have that crystal ball, so you need to believe it at every, you know, in every cell of your body. Things are going to be phenomenal. You will, you know, achieve the financial freedom you want. Because look at what you're doing right now. You're seeking the knowledge and you're taking action on it. But just recognize that you can be happy, you can be peaceful and achieve freedom right now, anytime. And anytime you're not feeling those states and all those other states that, you know, wonderful states that come along when you, you know, manifest money into your life, that means you're living in the past or you're living in the future. You cannot be living in the now if you're experiencing negative emotions. And I want you to just sit with that for now before we get to module number 2, where we go deep into the nitty gritty stuff. Just recognize that. Make sure you're not on that treadmill where it says, I will be happy when. You want to be happy now. Listen, there are a lot of people out there on this planet that are, you know, going through some serious stuff. People who are starving, people who are in the middle of war, civil war, so many things, you know, people who have lost children and people, you know, going through some horrible, horrible stuff. People like you think your financial situation might be bad right now. There are people who are way worse off than you. And if money is the only thing that is like not in your favor right now, then whoop-de-doo. Because you can turn that in an instant and you will. So let it go. And so I just want you to experience true joy, true happiness, and true freedom in the now, right now, as we move forward in manifesting great things, great financial wealth into your life. So right now, I have 2 exercises for you. They're not hard, and they're fun, actually. So the first exercise is I want you to create your declaration. So what that means is you are going to write down what it is. You're going to write down on a piece of paper or in a journal, and the words you're going to use are, I am so happy and grateful that, dot, dot, dot. And you're going to describe whatever it is you're trying to achieve as if it has arrived already. So if financial abundance, obviously this is what this is about. Let's say you want to achieve $100,000 in the next 3 months. You will say, I'm so happy and grateful that I have made $100,000 as of, and whatever the date is, 3 months from now. If you want to achieve $1,000,000, you would say, I'm so happy and grateful that I have achieved $1,000,000 by June 2016, or whatever it is, whatever the dates are that feel right to you. And what you're going to do is, this declaration is really important. And I know that Bob Proctor, who is, you know, one of the legendary teachers out there, not only does he teach this and telling people to make sure you put it down in writing, put it on a card, carry it with you in your pocket, read it every single day, because what you think about comes about. And he actually walks around with that in his pocket. I was at an event recently and he pulled it out of his pocket and his thing said, I'm so happy and grateful that my company made $100 million as of June 1st, 2015. $100 million. Pretty crazy. But yeah, and he had it in his pocket. And you know what? His son does the same thing. I'm good friends with his son, Brian. And I was with him one day and he pulled out a card that said, I can't remember the exact words, but is, you know, I am so happy and grateful that I finally got the house in Florida that I've always wanted so I can go fishing anytime I want. Something like that. And guess what? He has his house in Florida so he can go fishing anytime he wants. A beautiful home. And so, like, they actually do it. They, you know, they walk the walk and or walk the talk. I'm not sure the expression, but the bottom line is create your declaration. I am so happy and grateful that, and write it down and then put it on a little card, carry it around with you everywhere you go, because that, and read it every day. So it's a constant reminder, and you can have 2 or 3 of those, 2 or 3 of those, 4 of those, 5 of those. But make sure you do it, because that is how you're setting the wheels in motion. You are telling the universe and God, I am ready to receive this. And the exercise number 2 is listen to the AM and PM activations for financial abundance. And that's really important. That's an important part of this course as well, because we need to elevate your vibration. And you'll notice you'll notice when you do the activations what I'm talking about. And it really helps you remove the obstacles and whatever it is that's been sabotaging your success around achieving the financial abundance that you really want. It removes those obstacles and it opens you up to receive the financial abundance that you want. I mean, the bottom line is it has already arrived. And often it's right there, but we're putting up blocks everywhere, not allowing it to come in. And often, you know, we are in a state of stress or worry and all these negative emotions that we can't even see clearly. There could be a huge opportunity, you know, right in front of us, and we won't even see it because we're in this mental fog worrying about a whole bunch of things. But when you're living in the now, when you have that peace and happiness and freedom, that whole feeling, all those states that are super high vibration, then all of a sudden you'll notice the opportunities that are right there and waiting for you to take action on that will bring you the financial abundance you want. So anyway, do these AM and PM activations for financial abundance. You'll find it in the course. And do the AM activation in the morning, do the PM activation in the evening, and you'll notice a really great feeling. You'll feel great. You have to listen to them with headphones or earphones because they have binaural beats. So they put you into a very deep meditative state so that way you can really integrate what's being said on the meditation to help you elevate your vibration to that super high level to allow yourself to receive financial abundance. So make sure you do it. And that's it for module number one. So make sure you do those first before you go to module number two and do the exercises. And I will see you on module two.